Constantine. He's united the entire Roman world. And up to this point, he's really put himself across as a protector of the oppressed. He never invades without a pretext. Even when he invaded Maxentius, he was defending Christians. He always made sure it was a sort of a popular revolt. He was coming to their aid, which partly explains why he was so popular. But that's going to all end at this point. Now that he has supreme power, it almost goes to his head, and he will not tolerate anyone else who is even remotely popular. And this sets him up in direct conflict, unfortunately, with his oldest son, who by this time is probably even more popular than Constantine himself. And a brilliant general, which is another strike against him in Constantine's book.